Hey guys, it's episode 7 of Bachelorette Weekend. We find out what Rachel has been hiding. Liz, it's her birthday week. And did Batch Weekend get a potential investor? We're talking about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Too deep and I'm trying to keep on my head instead of going under. We're throwing it back, thanks to Caroline.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Are you guys loving it?
Instead of going under. I'm like honestly rocking on. It's a headbanger.
Banger. Hey guys, welcome. Episode 7, Bachelorette Weekend. We are so excited to be with you guys, talk with you guys. So we're just going to start it right off. We have a lot of exciting stuff. Caroline has some news and gossip. We're going to see what Rachel has finally been up to. Liz, it's her birthday week when it's really just a day, but it's her whole entire week. And is Batch Weekend finally getting out of all of this debt? We are going to talk about it right now. I am your host, Sarah Sirio, and to my left, we have...
Hey, guys, I'm Caroline Thayer, and I'm so excited to talk about this episode because both of us agreed it was a really good episode.
It was. It just keeps getting better, and it just makes me a little bit sad that it might not be happening any longer.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed that it does, but we did tell you guys that it was pushed back to a later time, which isn't necessarily a great sign. But let's talk about tonight's episode.
Let's just go straight into, because I was like, ooh, should we talk about the bride? No, we're not going to.
No.
We're going to go to topic number one, Rachel not being there. You know Rachel's one of those people that's always there prompt at like 8 a.m. every morning, coffee for everyone. She wasn't there this morning. People were questioning why. Mm-hmm. And like in the previous episode, you knew something was up with her because she wasn't super excited about her wedding. And then Robbie comes out and saying that she was having some personal issues. We all know what that means. And then Rachel finally shows up at the office like some hours late looking really sad.
She looked so upset, and it was really heartbreaking.
It was. You want to take it away?
Well, now that you've thrown it to me. So basically, Rachel shares with the other girls in the office, which, by the way, where the heck was JJ? He was just, like, clearly not there.
It's a girl thing.
I mean, well, whatever. He needed to be present. Anyways, she comes in, and she has, like, a little rollaway bag. It's all very dramatic, and she says, I called off the wedding. Called off the wedding.
Silence.
Silence. Silence from us, silence from all the girls, Rosa, Nicole, and Liz. And then she says, he's just not the one for me.
I know, which is so sad. Like, I know I predicted that last week, that that's probably what was going to happen. And it's like, I'm sad that it did, but I was right. And it's just
as
awful.
Long as you're right.
But then we also realized that Rachel was previously in a marriage for 18 years.
18. And it was really interesting. Nicole added an anecdote saying, you know, I met her when she was at a really low point and she just like fresh off from the divorce. And then she went pretty much right into another relationship. And she revealed the ex-fiance's name. His name is Sean.
I know.
Is it Sean with an H or Sean with an E? I looked on Rachel's Instagram. Couldn't figure it out.
Ooh. He's probably not on social media.
You never know that.
But a lot of people do say that there's always two different types of people, though. Either you can, like, go into something after coming out of something devastating, or, like, needs to take time to heal for herself. And I do feel like Rachel's one of those people that is super independent, really confident, you know, knows what she's going for, isn't going to let anyone get in her way, which I really did appreciate she wasn't going to settle anymore.
Exactly. So she said, you know, he doesn't get my career, and if he doesn't get how passionate I am about my career, then he doesn't really get me.
Right.
More power to you, girl. Nobody deserves second best. Nobody deserves to not be happy in something that's supposed to be forever.
Yeah. So, sorry, Rachel, but it's for the best, right?
Yeah. I bet she's stronger and better than ever now.
Yeah, for sure. But that was sad to hear about. But on to bigger and better news. Exciting news. It was Liz's birthday week. Caroline,
oh, yes,
are you one of those people that celebrates a week or a day? Like, what is your standpoint on that?
I don't even celebrate my day.
Why?
I'm not a fan of birthdays. I knew, obviously, this would come up. I just don't like birthdays. Okay. I get very uncomfortable. I don't like telling people it's my birthday. I have plenty of friends who – actually, today is my best friend's birthday. So shout out. I love – yeah, shout out, Rose. But I love, love, love – celebrating other people's okay. birthdays. I'm basically like Liz when it comes to other people's birthdays. Mm-hmm. She had said, you know, I will go all out for everyone else's birthday. I just don't expect the same in return for mine because, one, I don't really want it, and, two, that's just asking a lot of people. But I'm all for, you know, if somebody's about the birthday week, that's fine. Just don't be overly obnoxious. I think the problem for me is if I was working with Liz, I'm not sure I'd be, like, best friends with her. But she was saying her friends are, like, her family at work, you know. Mm-hmm. So she expected more of them. But if I'm in a work setting and somebody's like, it's my birthday week, I'm like, I'm not necessarily even invited to your birthday party. Yeah. So maybe don't share that with me. Then it's just annoying. Okay, I feel like you're real into your birthday.
No, I'm not. I like to be celebrated, yes, but if people forget about me, it's okay.
You like a slice of cake or two or three or four?
Yeah, it's nice to go out, but I think Liz is definitely one of those people that needs more than a week, probably like a month. But I do think, when we'll get into it later, that her friends and everyone did celebrate her really well, and that would have really took me by surprise what they did later on for her.
Yeah, that was a really cute moment. I think that – I don't know. I have mixed feelings on this one.
We'll get there, but we'll talk about the – no, you know what? Hold up. Before we get to our next topic, we just need to give a little shout-out to all you guys listening and watching to show you how much we appreciate you and what more you can do here at AfterBuzz.
Oh my gosh, you are just like a little smiley, happy-go-lucky human today. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not worry, because those are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube pages as well. Let us know you did so in the comments below, and we will thank you on air. But for now, thank you so much for being the best fans in the world and for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay! Thank you guys so much again. Like, comment, subscribe. We love hearing from you, not only on this show, but all the other ones.
Yeah.
So thanks. Moving on. Topic number two. We're just going to combine it all into, because I'm still a little confused exactly as to what this package they introduced to us this episode, because if that was even offered, it would be a hard pass. So basically, what Batch Weekend does, and they showed us in this episode, they had 60 bachelorettes and bachelors all coming to Nashville, and they celebrate together in the sense of they go out at night and, like, to the same clubs and bars, and it's like a huge 8th grade homecoming.
An 8th grade homecoming.
Is what it felt like to me. Like, well, a homecoming felt like a middle dance.
Yeah, it felt like a middle school awkward dance. It also just seemed immensely unorganized.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not my cup of tea. I think that as we're learning throughout the course of the show, like we found out last week, there are different packages. And so Robbie was very clear to say, you know, we do have a VIP bride, which was Jenny.
Right.
But then we also had a bunch of other brides. So the other brides were Edie, Sarah, Casey, and LaQuia. Mm-hmm. I don't think we met them. Like, we really did not.
But LaQuia had 20 people.
Like, LaQuia, are you
in her party?
Like, who are you bringing? Your mom and dad, too? Like, and all their friends? Because I don't know 20 people that I want.
That was wild when I heard them say that. I was like, oh, She takes up half the people.
Yeah.
That were there that weekend.
No, a third, but it's okay.
All right.
Anyways, so she, LaQuia was really, like, shown up and shown out. I thought it was interesting, and I kind of like the fact that bachelors were there, too, because we saw that Batch Weekend or literally caters solely, or not solely, to bachelorettes, but also to bachelors, no discrimination. But it sounds like they kind of just do, like, bare minimum for these people. So they'll just do a reservation here, a reservation there. But also, correct me if I'm wrong, when we were watching the episode, I feel like the whole second night didn't happen. Like, or we didn't see it.
No, because did you hear them say, too, because when Liz was talking, they mentioned the Valentine's Club, and they also mentioned Tin Roof. But I'm pretty, because she was like, Tin Roof is just like your normal honky-tonk country bar. And then Valentine's Club is what they turn into, like a Vegas nightclub. That's what I heard her say. But they only went to Tin Roof on their last night. You didn't see the Valentine's one at all.
Oh, I thought that what we saw was the first night at Tin. And so we just didn't even see the second night. Because I was like waiting for there to be some like big conglomerate of madness of drunk people in the bar at the upscale place. I just feel like we didn't see the Valentine at all.
No. I know we didn't see the Valentine at all. I just remember them saying that they're going to be at Tin Roof and this is their send-off night. Meaning like that was their like last night. And that was the night that Taylor,
you wanna know why,
the investor came to that
but,
one.
But that was, I think, Jenny's send-off night. And it wasn't the other rest. People's. Oh. So Jenny actually didn't like the Tin. Because remember, Taylor, the investor, was like, yo, where is everyone?
Yeah, and where is everyone? And this is also, like we've stated, it's an awkward school dance.
It wasn't even that filled enough to be an awkward school dance. It was like,
but it was awkward in the sense because it was just like adults playing like Jenga. In an environment that should have been a little more
rowdy. Little more rowdy. I mean, you're in Nashville, for goodness sakes. But I was also just very confused. Like, where were the people?
Yeah, I don't know. And can we also just talk about how each clip of JJ was just JJ going, all right, now go, woo! Did you? I'm sorry, JJ, if you're watching this, but that was making me laugh. Each time they're like, okay, girls, go, woo! And they were like,
could you imagine?
That was like their picture, each one. It killed me.
Well, JJ was like, I kind of like this bride. She's like low key. Normally they're more rowdy. I kind of like the fact that she's just kind of chill. Well, cut to their review.
A few stars later.
Yeah, literally a few stars later.
That was some sketchy stuff, girls. But let's talk about that because. I don't know how they keep having these little mess ups, but also I have like so many different thoughts because there's so many different aspects in a sense. So Nicole messed up, kind of.
And Rosa, they both did.
Yes, and the itinerary was written wrong. They got the main VIP bride an Airbnb when they specifically wanted a hotel, and that was written on the itinerary.
So
right?
What I think they thought was that the bride's team was responsible for getting their lodging and that they had booked an Airbnb. Mm. But Nicole got a call from Rosa, and Rosa was like, no, they're expecting to be at the hotel. So Nicole was able to secure, literally through by the grace of God, because honestly, another random human canceled at the hotel, two rooms with two queen beds in each of them. And so, first of all, decorations not on par, as we've said pretty much this entire season.
Yeah.
She couldn't even decorate the second room, which would irritate me if I was in the batch party or whatever. And then Rosa, I guess, what she didn't do was she's supposed to organize a meeting where they basically go through the itinerary and check and see if everything is according to plan. But I agree with Nicole. There's way too many people on that spreadsheet. And I've been there before where it's like too many eyes, too many edits, and then you can't necessarily blame one person or the other for people editing and I don't know.
Because the main person that's supposed to be touching it, I'm pretty sure, is Nicole.
Yeah.
And she's right with that. That that you're absolutely right. And Rosa should have done that meeting because that's how you know. And if anything, like, I do get the second room thing not being ready because it was super last minute. But if that's the case, then they need to go above and beyond with the decor, with how they greet them, with, you know what I mean? And showing, and so they don't think like, oh, it's just one room.
Well, Robbie was like, he prefaced the batch weekend of 60 plus people saying, last week I had to foot the bill for some things that normally I wouldn't. So, I mean, they didn't tell Robbie until later, and that was a whole point of contention. But if I was Robbie, if I was the batch weekend staff, Nicole, Liz, Rosa, I would have made the executive decision to, you know, be like, look, we have to do extra for them because, again, we messed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just – that maybe it would have to come out of their pocket.
No, absolutely.
But, like, no offense. Do you ever look at the decorations and you're like, if I went to Party City and I bought all this stuff, it's probably at least less than $50 and I could probably find, like, a bunch of things more if you're within a budget. I just...
No, for sure. And it's totally Party City. And it's like, y'all, have you not been to Michael's? They have 40% off of everything. I'm just kidding. But it's also...
But, like, you're also not. You're not.
No, I'm not. But... Like we've said, like Caroline and I have said from the get-go, this is a bachelorette company that does the weekends for them, meaning they need to have the references like we've already talked about and companies that they get in contact to for all this fun stuff. But they also, I mean, we've seen it, so I'm just a little confused. They have that closet space of things that they must keep for the decorations and the decor that they use. So it's like... Why does it seem like so limited and so scarce sometimes?
Literally go on Amazon and order in bulk.
No, I know exactly. You can get like tea lights and not like these like shiny sparklers and sprinkles from like that are probably a dollar from the Dollar Tree that are only like a ruler long. You know, like, I just feel like they need to make it special. You're absolutely right. Go to Amazon. You can personalize, like, a banner for people. I think that would make them feel so much more special.
And this bride was not asking for a lot. She's like, I want a white veil and a white sash with my name on it.
Like, they could have had that ready. They could have had 90s music playing in the room for her.
How hard is a 90s song? Like, we played it. In Too Deep is from the 90s. I'm pretty – or, like, early 2000s, so, like,
I just feel like they need to take those little steps into consideration and, like, maybe have, like, fun T-shirts for everyone that's 90s related and personalized.
Like, have – I don't know. Just have, like, a Saved by the Bell theme type. Yeah, that would be really cute, actually. Well, Saved by the Bell is kind of 80s, but it goes –
But, like, you know what we mean, and it's just, like – I think that's what Robbie's trying to say. He doesn't execute it very well. But my next question is, because I was a little curious, do you think that since Rosa and Nicole fixed it all, it's perfect, no one would really know until obviously the review, but if they thought it was going well, maybe not. Would you have told Robbie how they told Robbie, like, in the middle of their event?
Well, so that part was weird because... It was Robbie who took the initiative and was like, no, I want to know whatever it is now. So I think that I would have just told Robbie immediately.
Yeah.
It must have been a bigger deal than it actually was portrayed on TV for the girls to have given them a four stars instead of five. Because that's what they wrote in the review saying, you know, we were annoyed with how – or disappointed with how the check-in went. So they must have been waiting around for at least 2 hours plus for another room, which is just not cool. Yeah. Like, I want to be in my room when I get to a hotel, especially if I'm coming off of a flight or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that the way they told Robbie was, I mean, they weren't really given much of a choice. He literally pulled them into an alley and it was all mob style and like, yo, what is up?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, well, we made a mistake. I don't know. I would have just been like, no, Robbie, we're going to hold off until tomorrow morning when we can tell you or after the party's done. Because three of the main people at batch weekend, like, leaving the party scene for, I don't know, 20 minutes probably looks unprofessional anyways.
I do also think that in the whole situation that Robbie was just like, because, yes, it was their fault. But the thing that I do respect and appreciate with all of them is they do own it, even when they've messed up how they have. They
yeah, like, but, like,
if no, you... it's my fault. It's like, yeah, they probably shouldn't mess up as much. But they're like, it's my fault. This happened. We fixed yeah. it. We just wanted to let you know. I do think Robbie is also still very stressed because of the whole money situation. So we had Taylor, the investor, who was... That's who it was.
I know, but the way he was presented, it's like this dude is from Texas. He lives in Nashville now. His name's Taylor. Possible investor. Wouldn't be, like, the way he was presented just didn't seem like he was that into it.
I don't think, I mean, did you see him? He's a young guy who probably, like, has money from, like, his parents or something or, like, owns an app. He seems like one of those people. So he just, like, has money. He's like, cool, this is a young millennial thing. Let's see it. So, okay, I wanted to talk about this. His ask, Robbie's ask to Taylor was $125,000.
Yes.
And Robbie was saying that he could 10... times that in 5 years. Was that what he was saying?
Yes. So that, like, means,
times that by 10 yes. within 5 years. So he yeah. would get that. The company and Taylor would get that in yep. return.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you think that's possible?
No. Because they aren't even making $1 million in revenue per year yeah. yet. Which is what Robbie was saying. They could do next year. Like, everything he was mm-hmm. saying was wrapping up in the sense, like, he was like, well, this year this is what we did wrong this year. Next year, let's look forward to blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. Maybe this was coming towards the end. They were filming this towards the end of last year or something. But what I want to know is then Robbie said something about 12%. So did he increase it by 2% from 10%, basically 10% increase? Yeah, 10 times over 5 years. Then he said something about, like, I can give you 12%. So that's even more. So is that 12 times per year?
But is that saying he can, like, out of his own pocket again?
No.
Like, is Robbie not learning a lesson?
Well, we did see later that he might have.
Yes, which I was very excited
proud.
About. Like,
I
praise
was
the
so
Lord.
Proud. If I didn't know better and this show hadn't already taped, I honestly think it would have been our influence because we've been saying this every yeah. week.
I mean, thank you. They've probably been listening and watching us every night. So shout out to you guys for watching. But so Taylor shows up at Tin Roof, like we said, to experience this amazing Bachelorette weekend, like mm-hmm. what they do. It wasn't anything to, like, write home about. He should have, like, had an office day, go into the office, see what that's like, show them the process. Like, not at all, but just, like, let them know.
Yeah.
And then, like, come on, guys. Pick a good party to show him. Don't pick on this 60 people party.
Well, but Robbie had said that's the bread and butter of Batch Weekend. If that's the bread and butter, like, why does it seem like people are having fun?
It's the bread and butter in the sense of no one else does that. Yes. Like, do you and your friends go out to bars and clubs and stuff when it's your bachelorette and bachelor party? Yes. Are you with other people doing the same thing? Yes. But it's, like, weird. It just feels like a field trip or it feels like a school event.
Yeah, you
because
know
Because you're with the same people
oh my
for
God.
The next, like, 2 days. And it's, like, that's
It's like when you
weird.
Go to a museum and school and there's, like, 12 other schools uh-huh. there and you're all going through. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's just, like, I
oh my God.
Get it. They're trying to be different and think outside the box. Love it. But it just
Love
doesn't
it.
Work in a sense for adults and what this is.
Well, in the preview for next week, and we'll talk about this in predictions, but we do see Taylor again.
I know.
Which means maybe something will happen. I don't know.
So basically, Taylor left with a little sour taste in his mouth. And to be completely honest, I think he could have done a lot better things with his life than attend this. You know?
Yeah, like, he has things to do, places to be, people
yeah.
to see.
I think they could have upped it, did they? No, but that's just what, like, they seem to do, like, ride on the seat of their pants. Is that the phrase?
I've honestly never heard that, but you know what? Just go with it. Own it.
Well, don't go even with question it. And you know who else would do that? Liz. So we're back in the office. Oh, and it's bonus time. This is the exciting news. So.
Okay.
Again. It's bonus time, but Robbie reveals to us that if the team doesn't get 5 stars, no one gets a bonus.
But then he clarified. Oh, thank you so much for that amazing sound effect. But then he clarifies, this will all be starting next week because, yes, we did get a 4-star this week.
I know.
You were so close, Robbie, to being successful. But honestly, again, I did not think a single human being stood out for the bonus.
No one stood out. And also, again, JJ, I'm going to shout you out. JJ, every time are you like, man, I know this week's me. Like, why wouldn't it be me? JJ, why wouldn't it be you? Because you're just there going, okay, ladies, woo! Like, you're. It's just, you crack me up, dude.
I mean, right? He's like, show me the money. It's like, show me some effort.
I know.
Sorry, JJ.
You could have had photo shoots going on at this
dance. I think, though, this was the minimal package, so he didn't have to necessarily go all out. But he could have for Jenny.
He could have from Jenny from the block, and he also could have
Jenny is not from the block. She is not from the block. She is from, like, the South.
No, I know. Or also for Taylor, who is investing in the company. True. Who, in the end, is your paycheck, which, in the end, you're also invested, too, because all of you guys put a little bit percentage into it, so I don't understand why you wouldn't want to go above and beyond.
Dropping knowledge! JJ, listen to us. We're just trying to help you, homie.
So, yes, Jenny gave a 4-star review because of the hotel situation, which it's like, yeah, I would too. Even though, like, they fixed it, they redeemed themselves. She never looked like, though, she was having the time of her life.
No.
She always seemed like there could be more, you know?
Well, I mean, I think all the Batch Weekend staff was saying something along the lines of,
they couldn't really read her.
Exactly. Because she kind of was just like,
yeah, I think she's playing you all. She knew.
Well, just because they got a 4-star doesn't mean that they didn't get a bonus.
Exactly.
Because the birthday girl got that $500.
Woo, woo, woo! Which, I know Robbie was like, it's not because it's your birthday, but it's like, he probably in his head was like, no one really stood out. Let's see who would be best. Oh, it's Liz's birthday. That would be sweet.
Okay, but $500 for a birthday gift is
no,
a little that's bit extravagant
wild.
For a company that's in yeah. debt.
I know. So Liz got the bonus.
At least she was happy about it because then things got right back down. Like, she was brought down right to earth after. When she's like, let's go celebrate because it's actually my birthday.
Yeah, and then Rosa said she hasn't seen her husband, so she's going to hang out with him. Nicole was just tired and wanted to go to sleep.
She's like, I need a nap, and that is me all day, every day, so mm-hmm. I mean,
who doesn't? So that was kind of sad. So they left. For those of you listening, I did air quotes. they left, really. They were just hiding behind the corner. And Liz left so dramatic. And I'm so glad she called herself out because she literally turns her lamp off. Like, she's, like, shutting down for business, like, yep. closing the shop. She doesn't even turn around. Like, she turns around for, like, a millisecond. And they're like, kidding, pop out. And they're like, we're here to celebrate. She was really excited.
Can I actually mention something? And I'm realizing this now as we're talking about it. The balloons for Liz were better than the balloons for the Batch Weekend customers.
Yes, Caroline.
They said they spelled out Liz. L-I-Z. It was like
down
in a nice
side.
Down the side. It looked so
in
pretty.
In those like majestic balloons that live for like oh 8 God. Years.
I was so upset when I saw. I was like, oh, wait, I love that. And then I was wondering where
they have been all Bachelorette Weekend. I know. We're like, just leaving that there
we're
for
just
you guys.
Yeah,
to,
let's. Just, we've been a little harsh, but we're just going to drop oh, that yeah, there. Yeah. Let it simmer.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it out there.
So the girls take Liz blindfolded, mind you. I think they went more out for Liz. Okay. Anyway, blindfolded Liz, take her to a paint and sip. So fun. If you haven't done it, you should do it. They're all the rage. They go to a paint and sip. Her friends are there. Co-workers are there. And her man.
What's her man's name?
I don't know, but we learned that they do long distance.
Yes, which is very hard. So kudos to you. Props to you. I feel like it's like
Keith or something. I could totally be making that up, but whatever.
So they did paint and sip and made pizzas. She was like so happy, loving her life.
Yeah.
And I think that was a great birthday. Way to end it with a bang.
At least somebody left.
At least somebody left happy. With 5 stars and $500. Yeah.
And that was the birthday girl, which leads us to my news and gossip because it's actually directly about Liz. Get ready. Okay, here's the sitch. Here's the 411. Let me do that again. Okay. Here's the 411. Liz and her boyfriend have been dating for a really long time. We know this because Liz shared that on TV. She said, you know, we have been doing long distance, so it's so nice. Now, let's just look They're at this so picture cute. That she posted recently.
Right.
Here she is. But do you see something on her finger?
I literally just did because I was like, why is there no caption? Let me observe this picture. She is wearing a wedding ring on her finger.
So,
Shut up, Liz.
No, you got to let me. Hold your horses. Okay, so basically the caption was something like, wedding season or whatever. Because, you know, right now it's wedding season. Everybody's going to parties, whatever.
Okay.
So this is really inconspicuous of her because she just has the picture. No one, she's not like commenting on the fact that there's a ring on her engagement hand or engagement finger. Somebody comments and is like, yo, are you telling us something? Do you want to know?
She, was it a promise ring?
No. She goes, no, it's not an engagement ring. Apparently, her fingers were getting bloated or, like, inflated because of the altitude or, like, wherever she was. So she switched her ring to another finger. I was like, girl, you cannot play with us like that. When you are with your boyfriend, you caption it with a wedding type caption, and you're wearing it on your engagement ring finger. Liz, what is up? I'm calling you out.
Liz, what's good? That is a full out lie.
But why would she deny it? I know
your fingers can get bloated, but like, where were you? The Appalachian Mountains?
I don't know. I think she just probably flew from one place to the other, and so she got it when she was in the plane.
When I get up to put my ring on my finger, my hands are a little chub city, but I still shove it on the right finger that it deserves to be on. And it's not this hand yet. I'm just saying, it's possible.
All right, so we're going to have to keep you updated on that. One other thing, though, because I honestly was dying inside thinking that we had missed this. Okay, so Rachel.
Right?
Her last name is Smith. Her Instagram is Rachel Jane Smith.
Yes.
Great. Okay. So I go to Robbie's page, and it's Robbie Goldsmith.
Shut the heck up.
I go,
are you brother and sister?
Are you brother and sister? I straight up had a panic attack.
They are not. Why wouldn't they have said that?
I was like, why are they related and nobody has said this? I'm like, you have the same last name. I'm doing deep dive. I'm like trying to figure out through baby pictures if they are related. So I message Rachel and I'm like, yo, I need the I need the real answers.
And?
No.
They're cousins?
No, because her last name is Soli Smith. His is full Goldsmith. So she has the Jane in between her real name and her last name. I'm really hoping it's Jane. And then he
so tricky.
Just has the gold, but it's first part of his last name. So they aren't related, but honestly, I looked at them for a really long time, and I was like,
I would believe it.
Oh, what if we're this like dumb and didn't realize that. Yeah. We weren't though.
We weren't, but that's a good one. I'm glad you asked. Is she doing well?
You know what? She is doing well. Good. She said that she loves watching, and I told her that we love hearing that, and also we love doing the show. So, Rachel, shout out to you.
Shout out. Woo woo. Woo woo. Let's talk about next week because that seems really exciting.
Oh my gosh. Couldn't agree more.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I'm just excited that it's going to continue to next week.
Because we thought originally maybe this was the last episode, but no.
But as I was watching it, I was like, so glad it's not, because it's just getting juicy and I'm really excited.
Like Robbie threatening Liz and Rosa with their jobs. And then, okay, take it home, honey. Take it home.
Take it home. Listen, guys. So basically, next week, we see Taylor, the investor, coming into the office, getting ready to take over. And he's like, I have a new girl that I think would be perfect. When he said girl, I was like, ooh, I don't think you know what you're about to get into. Because there's, it's just when you bring a girl into a girl-dominated company already, there's going to be something going on. And you already know. And then they're going and talking about Liz behind her back.
Things weren't looking really good for Liz because she's coming off of a high of $500, her birthday, being surprised by her man, and then
shut down.
Robbie makes a joke about firing Liz. So what Taylor, I thought, I did not realize he said, I have a specific girl in mind. Mm-hmm. I thought what he said was, you know, I can see there's room for more desks in here.
No, he did say that, but he also said, I have a, like, something along the lines of, like, I have a great girl that would be perfect to add on to this team. Or I know a girl.
Or in the role of Liz or something.
Yeah, that would be a perfect add-on.
Liz apparently, like, created some structure or something.
Which I didn't know. Liz, she's a genius. Liz, like...
Okay, but to be honest, it kind of looked like it was just a Word document. Okay, so I don't
know. Whatever. I'm not tech savvy at all, so shout out to you, Liz. But she, like, I think she created their whole, like, database of probably where they have all those mishaps. Of
oh my god!
If they're staying in a hotel,
we are so
or not.
Savage right now.
But you still created it. That's great.
Great, yeah. Power to you. But no, she is walking.
But she owns it, so she can definitely walk with it, unless they like patent it to whatever. So she can't.
That could get tricky.
It just seems wild.
It seems wild,
right?
Wild. And I mean, she's having a conversation with Nicole, and she's like, "I've never felt so disrespected in my life."
But then it seems like Nicole is, like, upset with Liz, how she's acting. Because I think Nicole was talking to Rosa or whatever on the street, if you notice.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have my bad days, too, but I still.
That is an incredible, incredible Southern accent and, like, situational Nicole type thing.
Thanks.
Keep doing it. Go.
No, I can't. I got nervous.
No, it was so good.
I'll do it next week when it actually happens.
Okay, so basically she said something along the lines of, like, I get in more trouble.
And she
for
handles
smaller
it.
Things yeah. than this. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if she was referencing I think she might have been referencing another mishap that maybe, like, I don't know, maybe JJ. Maybe JJ did something because Robbie's, like, pretty – has
lenient,
leeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, lenient there. I don't know. There's so many possibilities.
It's exciting.
I'm really excited for next week's episode.
You guys let us know what you think is going to happen. Comment below. And – we'll give you a little shout-out later on. For now, I'm your host, Sarah Siri. You can follow me at SSerio for so much fun.
Yes, and you can follow me, Caroline Thayer, at Caroline J. Thayer on all social media. If you follow me on Instagram, I will shout-out you on my story because I'm trying to get new followers. I'm just going to, like, plug myself.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout-out. Have a great week, guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.